All right, obviously, 2-6 is not what we expected at the beginning of the season, but that's where we are right now, and we're going to make the best of it. Things could be worse than they are. Our division has been kind of slow to get started, so we've been fortunate in respect to that. So, we're still in it. So we're happy about that, to be in this position at this point, consider all things considered. Obviously, you didn't want to start out 0-6. It gives you a new perspective of how tough it is to win in this league. And I kind of looked at this morning because I knew it was going to come in here, and I think there's only 13 teams with a winning record right here at this point. So all across the league, there's people, disappointed about how their season has started, including us. We're obviously disappointed, but I still believe we have a chance to right the ship after the 0-6 start. Tom and I, we talk every Monday, and again, I've told you this before, we talk about everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I try to put a positive spin on everything that happens, and the best thing I could come up with after the, 0-6 start is that, well, coach, we got a 10-game season left, and so let's start now, and we've been able to scratch out a couple of wins, and obviously, we can play better. We expect to play better, and we'll have to play better if we want to continue to right the ship. But we still have a chance, and we have a lot of pride in this building. Our players have a lot of pride, and our coaches have a lot of pride, and of course, obviously, our head coach has a lot of pride. And I still believe we can get it turned around. And but we don't have a lot of margin for error. We're coming out of the bye week with 3 home games. And we're going to go one game at a time like we try to do every week. So that's where we are right now. It is what it is. Anything you can say about why we're here right now at 2-6 or why we started out 0-6, anything you can say that's wrong, and there's been a lot of talk and it's been chronicled a lot, I believe, and about what went wrong, and everybody's got a lot of opinions about what went wrong. As far as I'm concerned, everybody's right, because when you're 0-6, anything you say went wrong, you're probably right about it. But again, we still have a chance. I believe in our coaches. I believe in our players, and I expect us to continue to battle and get back in this race. And you can't count anybody out in our division right now, but halfway through the season. So I think everybody's still in the race, and we're happy to be in it and fortunate to be in it. And we'll definitely continue to work hard and battle through this thing and make the best of it. Everybody can do their job better. I can do my job better. The coach can do their job better. The players can do their job better. We win as a team, we lose as a team, and that's where we are. So I'll take any questions if anybody would like to ask any.
Jerry, you say we all can do our job better. What do you feel you can do better?
Well, everything, whatever my job entails, I can do better. Just so any question you got about my job, there's a lot of people who know how to do my job, it seems to be, but I can do a lot of things better, and I will do things better, just like our coaches can do things better, and I believe they will do things better. Our players can do things better, and I believe they will do things better.
Jerry, do you think that in hindsight you miscalculated at the linebacker position? Now, I know Beeson has brought something these last couple weeks, but do you feel in particular with that position?
Well, anytime you start out where you are, you can say, well, any position you miscalculated at quarterback, or you can say you miscalculated at receiver. You can say that anytime when you're 0-6. Beeson has done a nice job for us since he's been on board with us. We had Dan Connor in, and obviously he had an injury, and that set us back a little bit, and we expect to develop guys. We have some young linebackers that we expected to step up and step out of the shadows and help us out a little bit. But, to say miscalculated, you can say that with any position when you're 0-6.
You did have, coming into the season, a lot of guys with injury histories or coming off surgeries, and it seems like everything has gone wrong with most of those guys. But when you were sort of mapping this out, did you worry that might be the worst-case scenario, that these guys just wouldn't hold up?
Well, injuries are always part of it, and it's football. Anytime a guy's been in the National Football League for a significant amount of time, there's some injury history with most players, and that's just part of it. You have to take some chances sometimes. Sometimes you make some decisions that work out, and sometimes you make some decisions that don't work out as well. So it's just part of the business.
Do you think that Akeem will be here at 4:01 today after the trade deadline?
We keep all of our options open, but, you know, Akeem played well on this past game, and we always keep all of our options open. So, you never say never until 4 o'clock. So we'll see what happens.
How do you approach the trade deadline now at 2-6 rather than, say, 6-2 or 5-3?
Well, it depends on what your circumstances are. You know, if under our circumstances, we have a chance to get back in the race, and so that gives you a different feel of what you can do at the trade deadline. If you're 8-0 like Kansas City, you know, you have a different. It depends on what your record is and what your circumstances are. So it's different. You know, different things at different times and for different situations.
Jerry, we don't get a chance to watch practice during the regular season. You do. With that said, are the last 2-3 draft classes progressing the way you had hoped they were?
Well, you always want your draft classes you start out 0-6, your personnel is not very good. You haven't made a lot of good decisions. If you win, you're pretty smart and you made a lot of good decisions. So, you know, hey, we own all that. You know, we try to develop players. We expect, you know, players to continue to develop. We always will believe in the draft. Sometimes you hit with players in the draft, sometimes you miss. You know, nobody's batting 1,000 in that, and including me and everybody else in the National Football League.
As positive as you wanted to keep this, obviously at 0-6, you're kind of on the border of not being in it. Were you close at all to saying, you know what, we got to think about next year instead of this year?
I'm an optimist, and I always think that, you know, at some point we're going to stop the bleeding and it's going to get turned around. And so, because at times in the games, if you look back at, you know, the defense did some things at times in the game that keep us in the games, but we were turning the ball over at a high rate. And, you know, in this league, if you turn it over at a high rate, you know, it's hard to win. And, you know, so we have to play better as a unit. You know, when I say as a unit, I mean offense, defense, and special teams. And I expect us to do. You know, I talked to Tom this past Monday, you know, and I was like, Coach, you know, we scratched out a couple of wins. I said, but what will happen if we play, you know, play a whole game and play as a unit, offense, defense, and play well? You know, we got a chance to continue to grow, for lack of a better way to frame it, with where we are right now.
But do the spate of injuries and the losing make you think that you're soon be facing a major rebuilding effort?
Well, major rebuilding, you know, it's always rebuilding. Even when you win Super Bowls, your roster changes every year. To say major rebuilding, I think you're always going to have good core players that you can build around as you move forward. But major rebuilding, I don't know if we can frame it like a major rebuilding, but there's always changes on your rosters, you know, every year, no matter what, if you don't win a game or if you win all of them.
You wouldn't characterize it an overhaul?
I wouldn't do that, no.
Jerry, based on the talent that you have right now, do you think you've underachieved as a team?
I would say, you know, when you're 0-6, you know, you can say, you can frame it however you want to frame it, you know, underachieving, you know, or whatever, the GM's decisions, coaching, player, how they're playing, how they're executing plays, you can frame it, again, you'll be right. You know, again, our focus moving forward is, you know, we got 8 games left, and we're going to try with every fiber that we have to win these games and have a chance to, you know, to even be there for the division, you know. So we have some chances, and again, you know, all around the league, there's a bunch of teams, you know, feeling this way right now. Well, again, I think Eli's still a very good player, and you know, Eli didn't forget how to play after 10 years. He didn't forget how to play his position, you know, all of a sudden, you know. So there's a lot of things involved with his play and everybody's play. It's all of us, you know. Again, we win together, we lose together. Eli's, you know, has been through some rough patches before, and we've seen himself pull himself out of it and really play well, and I expect him to do that again. Well, the thought process is if if you keep him a year too long and he gets injured and he doesn't play well and it doesn't turn out, you don't look that smart. But in the other process is, if you keep him a year longer than you probably should, he works out for you. You know, you look like a smart guy. It's just part of the business. I wish I had a good answer for that, but I don't have a good answer for that. You know, sometimes you guess right and sometimes you guess wrong on some personnel issues. And, you know, it's just the way it is.
Would you say what happened this year might influence your decisions on guys like Christie and David Voskov?
Well, we'll make some decisions after the season on those kind of guys. But our focus right now is trying to come out of the bye week with some momentum and win some games, get on the streak and win some games. That's what's most important for us right now. I'm not thinking about the bye week. I'm really not thinking about the 0-6. I'm thinking about we scratched out a couple of wins, and that's positive. So we're going to stay with the positive in house. We're going to stay positive and try to continue to build off the two wins that we have and down the stretch, win a bunch more games down the stretch. It's been some times we started out the season 6-2 and it didn't end the way we wanted. So it's a little bit different this time. So hopefully we can flip it and play good down the stretch and play as a unit and play some good football. Well, we haven't started out 0-6, you know, since I've been a general manager, but it's always tough. You know, we've been put in a grave since I've been a general manager before the season even started sometimes. So it's just part of the business. It comes to the territory. It's the way it is.
You had said before the season, as far as you were concerned, Tom could coach here as long as he wants to coach here. Has anything that happened in the start shaking that belief?
Yeah, Coach Coughlin, he's a heck of a football coach, and he didn't forget how to coach either, you know, at this point. You know, regardless of what our record looked like, he's still an outstanding football coach.
Are you at all?
There's been the outside speculation about Hakeem on the trade deadline day. I also saw one report suggesting you trade Linville Joseph to get something for him before he enters free agency. Would you be concerned, given that you still have hope, a message trading a big piece would send today to your locker room?
I'm not sure what you're asking me, Kim, but again, you know, we're always thinking like we're going to get back in the race, and you know, we always leave our options open with respect to personnel and see what our options are. But I think that's I'm not sure where that came from. It didn't come from us. I think it's just some speculation around the league and chatter.
Jerry, how would you assess where JPP is right now?
Well, like I said at the beginning, you know, we all can do our jobs better, and we have to do our jobs better, and I believe we will do our jobs better. I think that about JPP. I think he can play better. Obviously, he hasn't played up to the level that we've seen him play. I'm hoping after the bye week, you know, he can get recharged and come back and finish strong the second half of the season and play like the JPP that we know.
Jerry, the offensive line was a staple here for the two championship teams. Are you concerned that this offensive line just isn't good enough?
Well, you know, that's your opinion that the offensive line was a staple. We play as a team. You know, I think the championships are won as a team. And everything we do is a team. You know, we have some young players in the offensive line. I think the offensive line definitely hasn't been the only problem that we've had. You know, we've had problems all over our football team. But again, we've run the ball pretty good at times. We're starting to get a little bit of a rhythm, I think. I think we've, you know, again, Coach Coughlin and I, we talk about, okay, what's the problem coming out of the last 0-6, God bless you, coming out of the 0-6, you know, we're talking about, okay, look, we're 0-6, something's wrong, you know, how can we fix us before we go into the next game, before we go into the Minnesota game? Let's evaluate what we're doing more, because it really didn't make a lot of sense for us to continue to start, you know, going to the next team before we evaluate ourselves. You know, why are we right here? And we had some, you know, we have some honest talks every week. So we talked about some things, and we, you know, did a little bit more evaluating. Had a little longer week because we, you know, we played on the I think it was a Thursday, so it gave us a longer week. So we evaluated some things, and again, we scratched out a couple of wins, and even our couple of wins, people say, well, the two teams you play, they weren't very good. So that's just the way it is, part of the business, and we own it.
During that difficult opening
leaning on each other more than ever, or were you contentious at all trying to,
Everything, it's a broad spectrum, you know, from being crying on each other's shoulder to being contentious. We were very honest in our meetings. So we don't sugarcoat anything. We talk out loud. I remember one morning I walked in. I can't remember what the game was, but you know, obviously we had lost the game, and I was like, "Coach, the sun came up." He's like, "Really, it did?" So you know, they're very good meeting. They're very productive. They're very honest, and you know, we work well together.
Before the season started, I remember you saying that you didn't have, you and ownership didn't have any conversations about the future in regards to Coughlin. Does an 0-6 start change that? I mean, do you at least have to think about?
We're just trying to win, man. We're just trying to win moving forward, and that's what's most important to us. You know, we have good coaches, we have good players, and we're fortunate enough, you know, that our division is not playing that well all around, and our focus is to move forward and try to win these last eight games and get back in the race and have a chance to put ourselves, you know, in position to play in the postseason. But obviously, it's a one game at a time. You know, we dug ourselves a pretty deep hole, and we're trying to dig out of it. You know, and to have two wins after such a rough start, that's positive for us, and we'll try to build on it.
How is ownership taking this season?
Well, you have to talk to them when they feel like it's time to talk. I don't want to speak for them, but obviously, you know, they're disappointed. But I think they still believe in what we're trying to do here as the Giants. We try not to knee jerk on anything, and you know, to have such a rough start, they've been very supportive to myself and to our coaching staff and to our players. So I think they still believe in what we're trying to do here. No, I don't have, you know, the age has nothing to do with Coach Coughlin. You know, Coach Coughlin is a tremendous football coach. His age has nothing to do with it for me, Dave.
Jerry, before the start of the season, you said we've missed the playoffs three of the last 4 years, and that's certainly not good enough despite winning two Super Bowls. I mean, this year, unless things go really well, it's going to be 4 or 5. I mean, are you worried you're not heading in the right direction?
Well, I think that's a rhetorical question right there. You know, I think if you missed, three out of four of the last five playoffs, you know, you're not going in the right direction for me.
Jerry, do you regret at all the Super Bowl calendar?
Nope, I don't. It has even more emphasis for me now that, you know, I think today is 95 days. And that gives, that should put us on notice even more that the time is running out. We don't have time to have any hiccups down the stretch. So I think that I don't.
Was there any part of you that thought about taking it down?
No.
Jerry, when you look at
that's a reach for that to be part of what the equation is while we're 0-6. I think that's a reach. The Super Bowl, the countdown calendar, I think that's a reach.
Sorry. No,
it's all right. Well, we have smart coaches, and I think our coaches will make the adjustments as we move forward. And it's just part of the league. You know, sometimes it start out rough like this. We haven't been in this spot for a long time. And again, anything you can point to say, wow, we started out 0-6, you're right. Well, you want you quote your star players to play like stars. I mean, that's in any profession. You expect that from your star players, but again, you know, for us, it's all about playing as a team and as a unit. I think that's where you have the most success. A lot of teams can have star players and stars can shine, but if you don't play as a team, you know, it's hard to win in this league.
Jay,
I'm not sure, Tom. It was obviously it was a few weeks ago.
Did it happen to come together quickly, or?
It was just a short conversation. Short conversation. He's done a good job so far.
Jerry, of the elements that have been subpar on this team so far, which one do you have the most optimism that will turn around, and why?
Well, I think we'll play together as a team better. There's been lots of issues. With the team. Again, whatever you say that's wrong, you're right. And I think we can correct a lot of things. Again, I think we have a lot of pride in our coaching staff and with our players. And, I've always said this, Coach Coughlin, a big spot, this is a big spot for him. I would never bet against him. And, he's done a really nice job, because when you're 0-6, your team can just say, I'm throwing in the towel. But, our players have continued to play hard and continue to battle. Even though we haven't played well as we would like to play, they're still out there battling. They come to work and they work hard, and I have total respect for that.
What did you, can you give us any kind of update on David Wilson, and are there any thoughts to maybe put him on the IR?
Well, David, he's still day to day, and I think early next week he's going to have some more tests to see where things have progressed to, and we'll make some decisions as we move forward with him.
Could that be career threatening, Jerry?
Well, I'm not a doctor. I don't want to stand up here and say something's career threatening, but anytime you have a situation with your neck and your spine, that's some serious things that you have to take in consideration.
Jerry, you mentioned earlier, at the start of training camp, you said everyone was on notice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a strong statement, Paul. When I say everybody's on notice, that we talked all the off season. We talked about let's start fast, let's be more consistent. Consistency, that's really on notice. They on notice doesn't always mean that you're on notice. If you don't do this, somebody's going to get fired. I think it got spun that way a little bit, but I don't think I necessarily meant it that way. But and again, when you don't win, people do get fired. You're saying if we were 0-8, my tone would be different?
Well, no. If we just happened to speak to you 2 weeks ago, your team was 0-6. I think the tone of some of this conversation would be different. You wouldn't have had those 2 wins in the book. The fact is, you started 0-6, and you say everyone's on notice. What does that mean?
I said that back in training camp, and
again.
Yeah, and when I walked in here, I said obviously this is not the way we planned it. We were hoping for a fast start. But sometimes in this league, it doesn't happen that way, and it didn't happen that way for us. But we are where we are right now. We're 2-6 in our head. Our 10-game season, we've won 2 games. Out of our 10-game season, that's where we are to try to make it positive as we can. And, again, we're fortunate that our division is down a little bit, and we got a chance to dig ourselves out of this hole and get back on the race. So we're excited that we're still in it. Yeah, go ahead.
What's your message to the fans?
Well, our message to the fans is, our fans have been great, to be honest with you. Giants fans are Giants fans regardless of, they get upset because, where we are. But our fans, they're true fans. They come out and they cheer like crazy. We hadn't won a game the last time we played it out here at MetLife. They were cheering like crazy out there. And so our, to my message to the fans, we're going to keep battling. We're fortunate that our division is down, and we're going to, we've got a chance to get back in it. And again, with every bit of our fiber, we're going to scrap and claw and continue to battle for them and try to, get back in the race so they have something to be proud of at the end of the season. It's a long way to go with 8 games left. That's a lot of games, and a lot of things can happen. And but our fans are true blue. And again, just like anybody else would be, they're disappointed just like we're disappointed. But they've been great.
Jerry, did you sense Eli was pressing to try to do too much as he did a couple of years ago?
Maybe so. Again, whatever you say was wrong, you say is wrong, you're right. He could be pressing a little bit. He could be trying to do too much. But, you know, again, he has to play better. He has to do his job better, just like all of us.
Jerry, I know you said you're optimistic about what may happen the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't go your way, is there a scenario where you will make the major
I'm not worried about that. If it, you know, right now, all I'm worried about is trying to win these last eight games, and I will worry about that after, you know, after the season. But our focus right now is not trying to, you know, what if nothing happens. You know, we're hoping for the best, and we hope these last eight games are in our favor. And again, you can start to see a little bit of a shift. And I think when you play bad, nothing goes your way. You know, the calls don't go your way, the bounces don't go your way. You know, but you can see a little bit of things starting to happen, starting to, you know, go our way. You know, the fumble that Jaquan Williams picked up right on the sideline. You know, you're playing really bad. You never get those kind of plays. In the Minnesota game, I think the Hillis fumbled the ball, right, and it bounced right back up to him. Then the other running back, Cox, fumbled the ball, bounced right back. So you start to see a little bit of a shift, you know, so hopefully things will start to go our way. But, you know, you got to, you know, play for it, make your own breaks. And we expect to do that. You know, we don't expect to – you got to have – I always say this, you got to have a little luck to get where you want to go. But you got to have some good coaches and good players, and we have that. And we're hoping for the best, and we believe we can get back in the race.
Jerry, have you been fielding a lot of calls about the team?
Have I been fielding a lot of calls? Only after all the chatter about him being traded, wanting to be traded, that was I got a few calls about him. I can't talk about what my response has been, but I did get some calls after, you know, it was reported that we were trying to trade him.
Do you think you were a little late infusing new blood into the offensive line?
Well, we got some young players in the offensive line. Anytime you're 0-6, you can say you're late on everything. So we have some young players in the offensive line.
Jerry, since this was uncharted territory for you, did you feel the need to go down and talk to the players, or has it just been, you know, the usual chain of command?
I always talk to the players when I get a chance. I'm always around the players, and they know how I feel. I always try to encourage the players and always, you know, tell them what we expect from them. And you know, I think you can ask any of those guys that I try to be very positive around them. And if they're not playing well, it's like, why are you not playing well? You know, so I'm very honest with them as well.
Jerry, what do you think it says about the organization that even though you were 0-6 at that point, there wasn't what perceived as backbiting? Nobody was pulling anybody out.
Tom Coughlin.
Serving?
Well, no, it's Tom Coughlin, not me.
Can you just elaborate in terms of, I mean, you talked about plenty, but this was another new situation. You never saw Tom with an 0-16. So what did you see in him that kept it together, I guess?
Well, you know, this is not Tom's first rodeo. He's been around for a while, and you know, the guy, the passion that he brings to the table, you know, all of our players can see that, our owners can see that, and that's never wavered with him. And for him to, you know, to keep this team together, I think that shows how much respect that the players have for him and what he does for this organization.
Jerry,